Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Ask Eliza anything. It's time to ask me all your questions. Leave them in the Instagram comment section. Leave them on your Twitter or leave them on your Facebook. We'll see them, we'll read them, then we'll give you answers. You know it, I've got it. I've got the answer, the answer. You ask me, I'll tell you anything.
I was going to do this as a bottom of the cob.
What?
But I'm just going to say
it. Started.
I know, but I'm just going to say.
Okay.
Baby stuff.
Oh, you're having a real.
It's a ripoff. I don't want the space in my brain for this bullshit information, because they make you think that if you don't get like this Nordic enforced gibberish named seed, that your baby's going to like, the thing's going to fold in on itself and snap your baby in half. It's all just like upcharge on upcharge. Like, people have been surviving for thousands of years. Huh. Thousands of years. Hundreds of years with wooden baby toys. And I just think it plays into competitive parenting, and it preys on mothers' fears of their baby dying. And I think there's some things you're like, yeah, you want like a really nice stroller if you can afford it. But like everything else, like...
Well, you only use—it's crazy the stuff that you'll only use for like a year or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. And like, people are like, what about COVID? It's like, I'm hopefully you'd wash it, but then what happens is you just break down. You're like, ugh, I can't sit here and like haggle with a mom from like Sherman Oaks about her like up a baby picker baby puppy bumper bumper upper, mm-hmm. And so it just breaks you down, and it's like you're a bad parent if you don't want to spend. Like, I can spend that money, I just don't want to. It's stupid. It's a waste. It's wasteful.
Yeah.
I was struggling with this a few weeks ago, and then I go on this registry and adding stuff to the registry. It's like import other registry. Oh, unfortunately, the code is not valid. You're just like, I think actually having a child is easier than making this registry.
This is the worst part.
It is like import. Hey, are you a regular person? Import this HTML. Like, it's a nightmare. And then because of supply chain, it's like, sorry, you'll have to have a rabid wolf pushing your dog, your baby. I just think it's kind of all bullshit, and I look forward to combating this well into raising my child.
Oh boy.
I just do.
Well, and you've gotten a few things from like other moms, like your manager.
Yeah, you pick
stuff.
A select few women that you trust, and then yeah. You ask for their stuff. Like, one of my friends was like, you need to get, you know, a baby nacho. And I was like, can I just have your baby nacho? She was like, yeah, I guess so. Like, why not? But like, all this fear monger, like, get your sleeping now. It's like, shut up. Don't say that to people. One of our neighbors was like, you need to get your kid set up for preschool now. And I'm like, really? She's not even born. I went on the website. You have to have a birthday. Like, this fear mongering, like, oh, she's just not going to be anything.
Yeah. They want to do a walkthrough with the living child.
Ideally when the child can walk.
Yeah.
So this thing where it's like, oh, you should have, when you were 19, started looking into preschools. Somehow things get by. And you know what? Also, nothing can beat is good parenting. Put your kid in the best school, your kid still might be a fuck up because you're a fuck up. I don't plan on that happening.
Do you think you're going to be a good parent? I don't mean that loaded in any way. Like, do you think, or is it something that you've...
I don't know. I think I'm a pretty cool person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that like a dog is not a baby, because a dog like doesn't cry, which I find grating. Even a child's laugh, I find repulsive. I think I'll be cool, but I really believe you don't know till you go.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these people that's like, I'm not going to let my kid have screens. It's like, really? See if that kid's screaming at dinner. See if you don't give it a screen.
Yeah.
So I'm big on not judging other parents for their style. But I also like think back at like all the stuff I did or didn't have. And like, I'm pretty well adjusted. So
yeah,
I plan on doing that.
Yeah. My poor parents had to push around one of those strollers that has two, like, because we're twins. So it's like the double decker.
Who got the front?
I feel like it was, I don't know. I just remember that I always had to wear a little hat because I was bald. And so they had to protect my little head. And my sister had like a lot of hair.
No, it was to tell you apart.
That could have been
it. You both had hair.
That could have been it. You have so much hair now. They shaved me to be like,
ew. You couldn't figure it out. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, do you want to have another one? I'm like, I haven't even had this one. I don't know.
No, people are so weird about that.
What are the stats on surrogates? Like, let's get that going. Let's get that order in so I can get that to go.
Yeah, hit up whoever did Kim Kardashian's kids and see.
I'm sure that name is just like out there. The whole thing is just like all of a sudden, it's like, hey, you need to think about everything that you've never thought about because we were telling you you were a whore for having sex. And now that you had this baby, up a baby, pick a pupper upper.
I just feel like we're in an age where we have too much information about everything. And so it's like, if you didn't know about all this stuff, you wouldn't worry about it. But now that you know about all of it, it's like, oh God.
Also, the most intuitive, strongest force on the planet is nature. Mm. Like, you're going to figure it out. Your body's going to do what it's due. That being said, all the things that happen to your body, like, it would suggest that it's not natural to have a child. Like, everything is just, your vision gets weird and your nose gets stuffy and you grow like a nub.
Are you growing a nub?
I don't have, I mean, a bump.
Your stomach or something else?
Let's see that baby bump. Like, all right, relax.
I just read on Reddit about someone who was pregnant and like a man just reached over and just like touched her. And she was like, oh my God, get off of me. And he's like, hey, I just want to feel it.
Why?
It's like,
so you get out of here.
Why? Like, why do you want to feel someone else's baby?
So gross. I don't even want to feel another person, period. Get away from me. I don't know you. My name's Yanfu.
All right. Hi, Eliza, crew and fur babies. I think my question is unique. At least I've not heard it asked in 2 years of listening. Let's see. My husband and I, both 34, need to get serious about estate planning and organizing guardians for our kids. 8-year-old girl, 5-year-old boy. Right now, we have my mom set as first. She's the obvious choice, most involved with the kids, and willing to pick up her life so they have consistency. And she's most in line with our beliefs and our wishes for how they be raised. But she's in her 60s. We need to have backups named. Right now, the second...
60s are pretty young, but okay, fair.
Yeah, but I mean, if that, you know...
Also, hopefully you won't need it ever, and also hopefully it's not anytime soon.
Yeah. Right now, the second is my BFF, the kid's unofficial godmother, non-religious, as she is similar to my mom in understanding our wishes, but hasn't seen the kids a lot since we moved out of state 5 years ago.
That's a sitcom waiting to happen.
We actually
a sad origin story.
We actually have a lot of other family, many of which I think would flip if they knew we plan to leave our kids with a non-blood relative. But we don't agree with a lot of their lifestyles. They also really aren't great with money. I'd love for my brother to step up. He's close with the kids, understands our wishes, and is terrific with money, on track for early retirement, but he's not comfortable taking care of kids. Now that the kids are older, I want to bring up the topic with him again, but also don't want to pressure him or guilt him. He's on the shy side. It'd be hell for him to deal with family who wants to visit the kids, having to possibly advocate for them like at school. My BFF would be much better suited for dealing with all that. She's no nonsense. So how do I approach my bro, and how do we tell our other family we don't want them to be guardians? I don't want them to find out after tragedy strikes. That
would
be hell for everyone.
That's exactly what you should do. That's exactly what you should do. Then you don't have to deal with any of this. That's all I'm thinking.
The reason this has been weighing on me extra, a few months back, my husband and I had a very near-death experience. Oh. If you want to hear that story, just let me know and I'll follow up. Yes, we do. Okay.
My whole thought the whole time was like, who cares? You'll be dead. You don't have to deal with it. You'll be dead.
Don't push your brother into doing it. He doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do it.
He shouldn't have to step up. He didn't choose to have children.
Listen to me. These are your wishes. You got the mom on deck. Everything's going to be fine. You're not going to die. And the odds of both of you dying, while very high, I'm just kidding. You're not going to die. Quit thinking about it. You're going to manifest something weird. And God forbid you die. And God forbid your mom also dies. Hopefully the kids are old enough because you only have about 10 more years on the oldest one where you have to think about this. You definitely go with the best friend. And quite frankly, nobody needs to know the plan. Nobody's thinking about it. Nobody's digging into it. This is not Thanksgiving conversation. Mom, you're on deck. Best friend, you're in the bullpen. That's it. You don't have to share this with anyone. Yeah. Nobody's asking. Nobody's thinking about it.
My mom the other day was like, call me and give me your social security number because we're putting you down as the like person who's dealing with the
you to sleep.
Whatever with the state planning. Oh, but God. I know you're saying like you don't want to bully your brother into it, but you do because you're saying you want him to step up. And how do you talk to him to make him do it? He doesn't want to do it. Don't put this on him.
That'll be uncomfortable for your kids. That's it. Not everybody's equipped to be a parent. And it sounds like by choice, he's not a parent. So don't do that to him. Mm-hmm. Go with the best friend and give no, and no one's going to ask you like, oh, what did you decide?
Yeah.
Unless there's like a lot of money at stake, but I don't think that's true.
Yeah. People aren't like, hey.
If there were, you'd be cryogenically freezing your bodies. You wouldn't worry about being dying.
Who's getting those kids when you guys die and your mom dies?
Yeah, what is like, this Lemony Snicket?
No one needs to know.
The Baudelaire twins.
Except for your lawyers.
Okay.
So do you know what a baby sprinkle is?
No.
So it's like if it's, you're like your second or third kid, so not your first kid, right? Because it's like—
Oh, it's not a shower.
Already, yeah, because you've already gotten probably a majority of baby stuff at the shower, but now a sprinkle is like, you still want some more gifts.
Yeah, here's some fresh diapers.
Yeah, so.
It's no secret that fast fashion and the demand for fashion in general is helping to wreck our planet. Well, introducing Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. And they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy what you love. I gifted Nuuly to a friend whose daughter works in an office where you have to be presentable, and it's trendy. She gets to try out stuff. She always looks fresh at work. She always looks cute. And when she's done with it, which we usually are after wearing something for a while, she can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code ELIZA20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code ELIZA20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code ELIZA20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
I'm busy, and this time of year gets even busier. I've had my baby. I'm back to work. I'm at meetings. I'm on tour. I'm running around, and I don't always have time to sit down for a meal with my family. Sometimes I get home from set so late, and I just need to eat something nutritious and go to bed. And that's why I like Factor's fresh, never frozen meals, because they're dietitian approved, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy I am, and I'm busy, I always have time to get a nutritious, great-tasting meal. Factor has over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, so I never get bored. I'm trying to do less meat in general, and they have wonderful vegan and veggie options. I just made a vegan mushroom marsala, and I made an onion risotto. Just because you're eating vegetarian doesn't mean you can't eat deliciously. It had roasted garlic green beans. It was scrumptious. Head to factormeals.com/ELIZA50 and use code ELIZA50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code ELIZA50 at factormeals.com/ELIZA50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Well, it's finally happening. The weather is finally getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to the jackets and cozy sweaters we've been hibernating in all winter. And it's time to say hello,
bonjour,
to shorts and t-shirts. And if you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. I talk about Quince a lot because I really believe in a sustainable capsule wardrobe. And there's no reason you can't have a sustainable, timeless wardrobe for every season. And Quince has got you covered with premium linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, hello. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Dressing well shouldn't break the bank. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Look well. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ELIZA for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ELIZA to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ELIZA.
We got a DM. Eliza. Hi, Eliza. I was curious on how you felt about baby sprinkles. Whoa. Unless you accidentally got pregnant after giving your baby things away and your youngest is 10 years old, I find it annoying and typically don't attend them. With that being said, I'm in a pickle. My sister-in-law, my husband's brother's wife, is pregnant with her second child. Her first child just turned 2 and the second baby was planned. She's having a baby sprinkle thrown for her, which isn't really a sprinkle, seeing as 40 plus people are invited. I asked my husband if it would be wrong not to attend since it's my sister-in-law, and he kind of just gave me a shoulder shrug and said it would probably be best to just attend.
100%.
But the first shower, my husband and I spent good money on a newborn shoot for the present and never received a thank you for it. No Ew. Thank you note sent out or even a thank you in person at the shower, which was a little hurtful. Anyway, I'm wondering if I should just suck
Did
it up
get
and
it?
Go.
Did she not get it? What's a baby shoot?
I assume like a picture. It's a photo shoot with the baby.
Oh, I thought it was like a sack.
No, I assume it was like
baby.
A photo shoot. I'm wondering if I should just suck it up and go
Maybe
and get
the
her
baby's
something
ugly.
Simple, like an outfit and some diapers or
there
just fake sick. Figure it out and get your thoughts on the subject.
That's exactly what you do. It will create so much of a problem. Go out, you get one of the cheap diaper towers or like, oh, look, your baby can be a raccoon for Halloween, whatever. So go to Target. Wrap it nicely, whatever. Spend under $50. I don't know your financial situation. There's stuff out there for $20. Get her like a 10 pack of bibs, some diapers, you know, or get the mom like a relaxation, like bullshit gift set, the candle that says like strong mama.
Yeah. Find something cheap on the registry. Yeah. It's just easier. But I would be curious. Did you ever see the photos? Did she go do the shoot
she
and
never
then not
did
say
it.
Anything to you?
There you go. She never did it. She never did it because she didn't want to and she hated that you gifted that to her. Now,
I think it's a sweet gift.
Again, if the baby's ugly, it's a burden on everyone. Get if you want to sidestep like you participating in their family, get the mom. Go on like Etsy, type in like mama to be and there's all these like faux empowerment, like, you know, rock star mama lip balm. You can get one for like $15 or something and it comes with lavender and that way nobody can accuse you of not being thoughtful. You're like, I was thinking of you. That yeah. way you're not giving their baby present. It's something small.
Yeah.
You'd be done.
But how do you feel? Like, I feel like, yeah, it's like they had a kid. They knew they were having another kid. They probably didn't throw out their, like, all the stuff, like all that stuff that we were just talking right. about, like all the stuff you need, like
a baby picker, bumper, bumper.
Yeah. And a baby nacho and
upper
whatever.
Baby better picker, upper, bumper, a rubber baby buggy bumper.
So they have that stuff and are like, we would just like more
Did
stuff.
Did you say the nacho?
Yeah, as you've said it.
I don't know what that is.
It's not a thing, but...
It's not a thing. It should be. It's a triangle that your baby goes in. It's crunchy for his senses.
I don't like it.
You know, maybe she's registered, but if you sidestep all that, the point is it will cause a bigger problem to not go. Your husband's absolutely right. You just go. You stay for 20 minutes. I got to go pick up the kids. Whatever. That's
got
it.
Got diarrhea.
Because, yeah. And then find out about those pictures.
Yeah.
You could very passive aggressively be like, we got you this because we, oh, you get her
frame.
A frame for those pictures I bought you. You shrew. You shrill shrew.
I get the like it's easier to just get her something small and go, but I get that being like, God, I'm like grubby to do like we're having a big shower for the second, like 40 plus people. It's like, ugh.
I don't know. This stuff's expensive and this baby's no less valuable.
But it's like, what is this thing? Why do I have to subsidize other people's lives?
It's part of being friends. It's straight out of Sex and the City. Carrie's like, I've got to go to your housewarming. And that's why when Jody had her birthday, I threw it for her.
Yeah.
It was a housewarming.
Housewarming.
Housewarming. I threw it, quote unquote, for her, even though like it was at her house and she bought a bunch of snacks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I just straight up in the email said what she couldn't say. I was like, hey, you guys, Jody has, you know, been to your weddings and been to your things and now she's got a house. So please cough it up.
Yeah.
People, of course, think like if you don't have kids, then we shouldn't give you any gifts. But it's no, you shouldn't have to subsidize it. But it is the cost of friendship. Like you're in their lives.
It just adds up and up and up.
It does.
And you're just like, oh,
you don't have to do something expensive. And she's a shitty person if she's like, why wasn't this more expensive?
Yeah.
If you're a multimillionaire and you're like, here's a Target gift card for $10. Fuck you.
But if she's not, she didn't send a thank you card for the first one. So it's like she gets
she
what
also
she
may
gets.
Have. It got lost. Like you don't know the story, but I think you're right, Emily. I think she never took those pictures.
Used that. I would be very curious to know if there were photos
Get
taken.
Her another photo session.
But to not even say, hand her the same
you
exact.
You sound like you were crying. To not even say.
Hand her back the same exact like, confirmation email from 2 years ago.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Be like, use this and I'll get you another gift. Causer.
Yeah.
Let us know what you do. Let us know about those pictures. Nobody ever lets
us
know.
I'm very curious.
2 years later, the mirror wasn't haunted. cool update. The mirror was haunted. I'm texting you from beyond the grave.
Hi, Liza. Longtime fan of your comedy and listener of the pod. I'm a 29-year-old female who works in TV production.
Uh-oh.
Last year, I landed my first job as a director's assistant for a network TV pilot.
Director's assistant.
For context, the director is a highly regarded, sought-after comedy director who's worked on very high-profile shows for most of his career. That job got cut short by the pandemic, but we kept in touch and we finally reconnected when he hired me as his assistant early this year for a first-season comedy. Since then, we've worked on several shows together and seem to get along. He's a nice enough guy and seems open to mentorship. And as I'm someone who ultimately wants to direct, he's a perfect person to work for. So, when our show got picked up for a second season, for some reason, when renegotiating his contract this time around, he didn't get an assistant. I got hired on the show anyway as a PA, the same job I've been doing for 5 years. But since the director is also on the show, he still routinely asks me to do things for him.
He's also an actor on the show?
No, since the director is also on the show, like this is the director's on this show and they've worked together before. Since he's working from the East Coast most of the time, he's an EP but will fly in every few weeks to direct an episode, he leans on me to keep him informed and to listen in on meetings, etc. He's told me multiple times that he'll talk to higher ups and get me back to doing my old job, but so far I've continued to do grunt work as a PA while still doing things for him on the DL.
Yeah.
Today, he finally said he didn't want to ruffle any more feathers, but still wants me available to him, saying things like, you can create the job you want, which feels ludicrous considering the job I want literally existed 6 months ago.
Something's up.
Long story short, I've assisted and done thankless grunt work for 5 years on other shows. I finally got a more interesting job, and now I have to do it secretly without the title, pay, or respect. If I can get demoted like this in season two, I don't see making any meaningful advancement in future seasons. Am I being naive and letting myself be exploited, or is this just another soul-crushing step on the way to my dream job?
I could probably figure out who this is.
I'm not asking for an Emmy. I'm not even asking to direct yet. Is to assist the director I've already been working with above board and feel like I'm making some forward momentum in my career. I'm
not assistant director, director's assistant, not assistant manager.
No, she
assistant
says I want to assist the director.
Assistant to the regional manager.
Almost 30, feeling very stuck. It's getting harder and harder to go to work every day without feeling resentful that I'm doing the same job I've been doing since I graduated college and for the same pay. I'd love any and all thoughts. You have much love to you, the gang, and your brewing little human. Signed, L.
Here's what happened. I don't know the net. Did you say ABC?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I got that. I don't know the network.
It's a network comedy, apparently.
A network comedy.
Yeah.
Network. You're not saying like a network, like a cable network. You're saying a network comedy. If it's okay, there's the version where this show was like barely brought back or they needed a sophomore show. This has happened before. So they're like, fine, this one, but let's slash budgets. Now, I'd be interested to know if the budget was cut on the show or is this like scandal? Is this like a big show where they have a big budget? Okay. Because you don't want to say that. And they're like, no, we made cuts everywhere. So like, I would compare the rosters from the last two to see, is there a bigger department or is there a smaller department? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say all things are the same and they brought it back. You'll know if the show's successful. You can look it up. Let's say it's successful. Part of me feels like he just didn't go to bat for you. Or maybe the network did he create the show?
No, but like EP director. And so she had been working with him as
he's an EP
his
on the show. Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah.
I think he didn't go to bat for you. And he's trying to get you to work quote unquote for free because they're paying you less. I hear that. At first I was like, dude, suck it up. This is great. But given the rest of the info, this comes down to what you will and won't put up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's, you know, you don't want to go above him. He's the EP, so you can't. I would take stock of everything, like I just said, and I would just say to him, you know, I think you have to stand up for yourself, and I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I can tell you, especially at 30, like there are almost 30, fine. There are people, yes, who are career PAs, whatever, but there are people who have surpassed you that have higher jobs. And there are no favors in show business. Please hear me when I tell you this. I know this is going to fall on deaf ears, probably to you and most of the podcast, because most people don't work in showbiz. The amount of things I've done where it's like, well, it's a really good look for the network. And then the executive you do that for, shocker, they moved. And now they're in drama at like Telemundo. And you're like, cool, I can't work there. So, you know, when you're younger, it's like you want to be this go-getter and you want to help out. But at a certain point, you'll start to see doing favors like actually gets you nowhere.
and you're uncomfortable and he's taking advantage. And he may not see it that way because he sees it as like, you know, you're lucky. So I would just put it to him. I don't know how you're going to stay on the show. It's tough because you can't be like, no, I won't make that call for you.
Right. It's tough because you're doing the PA job and then also doing the assistant job that was taken away from you.
Hey, what he's saying when I don't want to ruffle feathers is he's like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be tough. I promise you he is a small and petty man. Most men that work in this industry are.
Yeah.
And I promise he's going to be a bitch about it.
Yeah. Do you think it's worthwhile to suck it up for this season, but talk to him and be like, I can't do this again next season. Like I need to,
I don't know how much longer your season is.
Right.
So it's like, can you suck it up? You know, is this, it's a network show. So you're probably doing so many episodes, you know?
Yeah. And it's just such a gamble of like, will this pay out?
You know what you could say to him? You could just be like, you could lie and just be like, I have a second job and my bandwidth is cut short. So I focus really hard on this PA job. I'm trying to move up here, but I can't do both. Because he'll be like, what's the big deal? I ask you to, like, you know, you're not doing him a favor.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you feel taken advantage of. And the truth is, he is not going to bat for you. And if this guy's a big deal, like, why would you not be able to have an assistant? I think he's lying to you.
Well, that it's like it wasn't in his contract this year.
Or he could keep the money or something.
Yeah.
Done. Exactly. Or it may not have been, and the show's not doing that well. I would assess and let us know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think she should have like just an honest conversation with him about like, I'm doing two jobs, you know, it feels like a step back. I would love to work directly with you above the board.
Yeah, what are you going to say? Like, or I can't send that fax for you.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think it's not so much the workload as much as you feel like you're being asked to do these favors.
Especially because he's like, just do it. Just like, it's on the DL. Like, just cater to my needs, but also do your job and don't tell anyone because we're not paying you to help me.
Yeah, it's very cool. Weird, especially for a network show where like everything's—
Yeah, isn't it all unionized?
It is. It all is. And what he's doing is he's just getting free work and probably getting to keep extra money in the budget or something. Something's not right here.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. But those are the thoughts.
Yeah.
Re-listen to that answer.
Whatever we just said. Yeah. All right. We have a question and a Kashi cereal pregnancy tip.
Oh, God.
So we'll do the question
first. Want to lose your baby and your butthole? Load up. I get sued.
Hello, Eyes and Crew. I'm a longtime fan from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Looking forward to seeing you live in April. I saw your show with a friend the last time you were in OKC and cannot wait to see you again.
We had that tasty pizza.
Mm.
Or is that Oklahoma City? I think it was Tulsa. Three sisters?
Okay. Mm. I'm 26 and had my first child this August. By recommendation from my son's pediatrician and my own doctor, my husband and I are only allowing vaccinated family members and friends meet our son. I was vaccinated this last March when I was pregnant and have read that there is some evidence that shows antibodies can be passed on from mother to child, and I'm hoping he has some of mine.
Yeah.
My husband and I both have large families that live in our hometown, and for the most part, they have all been vaccinated except for three stubborn members of my family. My two younger brothers, one of them is still in college, and my grandmother. My mother and father are both vaccinated, so I'm not sure why they're being so stubborn when it comes to getting the vaccine. It makes me sad that they won't get it to meet their first nephew and great-grandson. Do I hold strong through the holiday season and keep the baby away, or do I risk it since the majority of the family is vaccinated?
Nope.
I want to have Thanksgiving and Christmas together as a family, but I'm torn. Also, my good friend whose due date was just 3 days after mine had her son, and I've yet to see her because she also refuses to get vaccinated and has two stepchildren that attend a large high school and husband that works in the medical industry. I just feel like it's all too risky. This is the same friend I bought tickets with to see your show with before COVID happened.
Well, at least you got in one show.
Am I being a crazy new mom for wanting to shelter my baby?
Nope.
Or am I the sane one trapped in a state where people would rather ingest horse dewormer rather than an FDA-approved vaccine?
It is FDA-approved, just not for humans.
Also, hot pregnancy tip.
I'm ready.
I was so constipated my entire pregnancy, and one day I was listening to your podcast, and I heard you talking about Kashi cereal. If you ever are feeling backed up this pregnancy, it helps do the trick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Also, this is a pic of my sweet baby.
That is sweet baby. That's a gorgeous baby. Yeah. If you want to install handrails next to your toilet so you got something to grip while you're bearing down and dumping out. Listen to me. Yeah. If you want to like start going through the motions of giving birth, load up on Kashi because it's the same pushing mechanism. Listen to me. I can only give you this advice because I am leading by example and I have a very close family member who will not get vaccinated. And we were having a big Thanksgiving and they are not invited.
Yeah.
I said, please get vaccinated. I'm giving you time to do your research. Oh, I've done the research. I'm like, cool. Cool Instagram scroll.
Yeah.
So my answer is what I'm doing. And that is, sorry, it hurts. It sucks. But we have to stand firm. And it just takes one.
And we are, it's so interesting to see like the only negative reviews we're getting on the podcast are people that are like, I thought you were open-minded, but now that you're bashing other people's views and beliefs, no, I won't listen. It's like, this is not that anymore.
Also, I don't care what your beliefs are. I care about the fucking facts.
Yeah.
And like your view, I mean, your view could be that being a murderer is good. So just because you're not being open-minded, person that left that comment, because you're not supporting my, this is my fucking podcast. And I'll tell you something else. You're a pariah.
Yeah. So, but this is just one of those things where it's, we're losing friends. We're losing family. We're like, people are drawing such a hard line. You need to keep your family safe in whatever way you
feel.
You
gotta do what's right for you. Yeah. Just as they are doing what's right for them and nobody is forcing them to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And nobody's forcing you to not get it or to get it. And then you make your own choices. They're making their choices. For some reason, people who don't like the vaccine have a problem with other people having their choices.
Yeah.
And they don't realize they'll be taking away your choice of life when they kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Kick it.
Okay, so someone reached out. Hi, Liza and Emily. I'm based in Austin, Texas. I listen to your podcast while I'm working in my studio. I'm a sculptor.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Girl.
And you're a sculptress.
And wanted to respond to the listener's question about keeping old journals and diaries.
Wait, sculptress. Sculptress.
I actually went through this a few years ago and ultimately decided to censor or toss most of my preteen or high school writings because I would only tend to write in them if I had extremely strong emotions, i.e. I hate my parents or obsessing about a boy that weren't representative of the totality of the time. And the likelihood of my loved ones coming across them if I passed and those words being among the last thing they saw me write about them just didn't seem worth it.
You guys are so morbid. Like, no one's going to read your diary from when you were 15 and be like, this is how she thought as an adult.
That said, the grade school ones were pretty funny slash adorable. Hope that helps. As always, I really appreciate your dual perspective slash insight on the wide range of issues and questions.
Look, if you don't have kids, no one's going through your old books. Nobody's going to throw it out.
I found an old diary of mine and the only entry in it was like, my neighbor Martha Ann died today. It was like November 7th, 1990. Oh, and I was just like, my neighbor died. And I just remember that like that was the first person I knew that had died. And I just put that and there was nothing else in this journal.
I started writing funny sketches like from a very young age.
Yeah.
Like all a little morbid. A lot of my stories that I wrote in school were like, and then this person died. So I get that.
Yeah.
Keep two things, lock them up in a safety deposit box. This idea that like, what if I die and they find them? Like shouldn't cross your mind.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to read through your stuff. They're going to look for cash and then they're going to throw your stuff away.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't put cash in there.
Leave a fake treasure map. Like I'm writing this to myself in the event of my mental demise. The money is hidden where the green grass grows and just like send them on a goose chase.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Eliza.
Hey, Eliza and Emily, I am 28 and have been single for the last 5 years. 4 months ago, I met this great guy who I really like, get along with my friends, and my parents like him. Everything was going great until I mentioned that I was friends with an ex from high school and a friend I had slept with once a few years ago. He was upset, telling me it's super weird to be friends with an ex and he didn't want to be around them and he was worried I would cheat on him with one of them, even though I've never, ever cheated on anyone. I don't want to feel guilty being friends with them or not be able to have my boyfriend and them in the same room. I love to host my friend group at my house. He has picked a few fights with me since finding out, saying he didn't know if he could get over the feeling of knowing I'm friends with them.
Please, please dump this person.
Is this something I should give him time to get over, or is the trust issue too deep? He has been cheated on before we met.
I was about to say this guy's been cheated on. You are going to pay for it. And what will happen is you will coach him through it and you will, listen to me, you will bear the brunt of this and all of his insecurities and you'll soften him for the next woman. And then he'll be normal with her. It is, it should be very unattractive to you that he is that insecure. You shouldn't have even had to have started this question, this email with, I've been single for 5 years. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've been sleeping with dudes this whole time.
Yeah.
Run, do not walk from this guy. And I dated someone like that who was like such a great guy, and his last girlfriend made a real cuck out of him. And I didn't cheat on him, and it was just constant. And it would flare up if we go out drinking, he would say something, or it was always rearing its head, and it only got worse. And I just like dumped him in the night and ran away. Mm-hmm. Next person he dated, he married and they've got kids and he's lovely and it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. That was fun being a punching bag. So not literally, but this is not the guy for you. This is so gross. And you won't even want to have sex with him. And he's just going to be so weird. That's too, he's putting you in a box.
Yeah.
Baby.
It's not worth it.
You're allowed to have had a life.
Yeah. And to have good relationships with people.
A fucking break.
Yeah. So we have a follow-up from someone who had reached out and they had said, Prego party goblin. And they said they won't.
They won't
no
say
more P dash 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 O word. It's the Preg Nanny Party Goblin. See you in March.
Preg Nanny.
So they said they had asked about work. They had that really flexible job, right? But they were offered like a new job at the same company.
That was also shitty.
That was like a lot less creativity, it was like $2
an hour.
Money.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so they said, more. Did the interview, got the rejection email today. Everyone that I told about the interview was so confident that I would get it or at least make it to the second round. While I was torn, it does feel shitty. I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. I just want to make sure there's more to support my babby and make more than my husband, as I'm the one with the MBA.
Do you think they wrote baby and they just wrote
it? No, they put it in quotes because then they're like, no more P dash 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 O word. So look, honestly, sometimes you get a rejection and it works out because you don't have to make the choice.
Everything always works out for the best.
Yeah, I think that like it sucks to be rejected, but I mean, it sucks to be rejected, but I think it worked out for the best.
We told you not to get that job anyway.
Yeah.
So the gods have conspired in our favor.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Eliza, Emily, Tino, Chino, Gracie, and the newest and most exciting addition, Baby Leg.
Aw.
I live in Miami.
She has two.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I looked.
We'll see.
I looked. Right at that leg and that butt.
Oh.
They show
the butt. Can you see like the butt cheeks or just like...
And there's the vulva. You're like, I'm good. Oh. I would hope that it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, female comic hopes her child has anatomy. the baby's got two legs. I don't mean to brag.
Good for her.
Two legs.
I live in Miami and recently moved from the beach to a more family-oriented area.
From the beach.
I have a 20-month-old baby girl, so she was born 2 months before the pandemic. I had a pretty traumatic birth, so it took me a long time to recover both emotionally and physically.
Oof.
And basically, by the time I was functional again, we went into lockdown. I spent the first year and a half of my daughter's life completely isolated and had no opportunities to socialize with anyone. Most of my friends either don't have kids or they had them a long time ago. In May this year, I was introduced to a group of moms. We're probably 10 total that live close by. Everyone's a first-time mom. Most of us have very flexible work hours, and we're all in our 40s. This group has become my lifeline, quite frankly. Motherhood can be very lonely, and it's extremely boring to only interact with a toddler all day long.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
We live in a beautiful area with lots of parks everywhere, so we get together 3 days a week, and we hire teachers to do classes for our toddlers outdoors. The kids love each other, and I'm really enjoying my time with the moms. We go out just the moms once a month for dinner. It's just a wonderful support group. No one gossips or talks shit. It's all very positive.
That
sounds like my nightmare.
Here comes Linda.
My one dilemma is that most of the moms are very conservative in their views. One, for example, is fiercely pro-life. Another has made a couple anti-gay remarks. And there's one gay mom. I'm almost sure they're all Trump supporters. A couple of them made light anti-Semitic remarks in the past dinners. There's one Jewish mom also. All of them are
Sounds like they're equal opportunity offenders. Sounds like everybody's chill.
All of them are very well-educated Latin women who emigrated here not too long ago. They're open-minded enough that at the dinners, I've been able to tell them I disagree, and it never gets personal or nasty. Me and my husband's group of friends and family is pretty homogenous. We're all liberal, pro-choice, etc. This is my first time socializing that often with people who have such drastically different views. And there's a part of me that feels conflicted after those dinners. I'm trying to see the value in these interactions, as I know life is nuanced, but sometimes I wonder if this is positive for me. I have zero complaints beyond that. Everyone's so loving and caring, and I get so much out of the activities with the kiddos. The girls are fun to be around. After one of the dinners where I had a really heated discussion with the pro-life mom, which, by the way, is one of my favorites aside from that, we hugged, and she said she appreciated me being open and transparent on my stance, that she admired me and learned so much from me. I told her that day that I hoped one day
she gets pregnant and has to fucking carry that child no matter the circumstances.
We'll see us disagree, but still love and respect each other. What do you think? Am I overthinking this? Maybe I'm just a lonely, desperate housewife. LOL. Thanks for your show. DPP was the only thing keeping me sane the first year of lockdown as a first-time mom. Love you guys. And then we have a bonus question, but let's get into this.
What's this woman's name?
It's anonymous.
Okay, let me just say this. Just as I'm always saying on the podcast, like, you're friends with this girl now, it doesn't matter. These women are serving a purpose now.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is starting to open up more. You live in Miami, okay? And it's no secret that a large percentage of the Latino population is Catholic,
yeah.
And usually with that comes certain views, okay? Mm-hmm. This is just the demographic that you're buying into. This is not all Latina women. But this is the group you picked. And a lot of times if people aren't raised around, like, homosexuality is looked down on a lot of communities, especially a lot of, like, minority communities. And a Jew is something that some people don't even come in contact with their whole lives. So sometimes it's just out of ignorance versus hate. Not that it's okay, but there is a difference. And it really is... You have to ask yourself, am I uncomfortable, or are you just not used to hearing that? And, like, where's your real boundary? But it's so great that you were able to have a conversation. And quite frankly, that's what we're missing. If anything, you should feel bad for them if they feel that way. Look, you make a gay joke. It doesn't mean you hate gay people. You made a joke, right? So you have to draw that line. But truthfully, right now it serves a purpose and they don't need to be forever.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. It would be hard if it truly was, like, coming from a hateful place. It would be hard for me to not. But it sounds like they're open to it. Like, you can just be like, why would you say that?
It sounds like they're ignorant. Like, yeah, they just don't know
any better. So if they're saying something homophobic, you can be like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, just, I think if you, you can discuss it with them.
You can be educated, and I don't know what that means to you, but you can be educated and still ignorant and just unaware.
Yeah.
You know? You can speak 12 languages and still, like, not know that Jews don't have horns. So— I think you will know when you've had enough, but, you know, maybe make it your tiny secret mission to, like, slowly try to open their minds. It's not about changing their minds or converting them, but having rational conversations like that and giving people a chance to explore answers and not be embarrassed, mm-hmm. I think really goes a long way.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, if somebody explains something to you and they were like, hey, I just, you know, why do you think that? What do you think? Versus, like, you ignorant bitch.
Yeah.
So I think keep it going for now. It's great for the kid.
Yeah.
You're enjoying them. They're never going to be just like you. Maybe they will one day, but they serve a purpose now and it doesn't have to be forever.
And they seem open. They seem not hateful. They just seem to not know what's going on. And, you know, and
that's, yeah. And people are very protective of being ignorant. Like, well, this is what I know.
I'm very curious if all of these women are vaccinated.
Yeah. There's another can of worms for you.
Yeah. So here's just another bonus question. What are you looking forward to the most about becoming a mom to a girl? This is a real...
I mean, I guess it's a superficial answer because it's just about becoming a mom, you mm-hmm. know, and whatever she is or isn't or whatever is fine. But I think, you know, you show her like my mom uses baby oil to take off her makeup. And she showed that to me, like all the little girl things that you wouldn't necessarily have with a boy unless he was gay. So just like little things, little tiny ways to stand up for yourself, little feminine things, little tips and tricks that I probably do naturally that she'll just sort of observe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not about creating like a badass, kick-ass, feminist baby bitch, but like... instilling in her just a sense of self so that when some like piece of shit guy like tries to do something, not even physically, like she just is so strong in herself that she just like I did. I'm like, why would you get to talk and not me? teaching her that she is one of the girls and one of the guys.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just looking forward to being her rudder, you know, keeping her on the straight and narrow, mm-hmm. but letting her be herself.
And you don't have to make that circumcision decision.
No, we don't live in a rural part of Africa.
Because you're not having a boy.
Right, we're having a girl. And like, never thought of it before, but I did see like a tiny tutu yesterday. And I was like, put the tutu on the baby.
Put a little bow on the baby.
I'm looking forward to dressing her up in a little outfit. Little outfit, like a little animal. Maybe she's a little elephant. I don't know.
All right. Great.
I'm looking forward to saying that's your vagina. No one touches it. And that's yours. These are your privates.
Is that going to be day one? Get the baby home and be like, that's your vagina.
Let her know, though. Those are your privates. I don't know.
I don't know why it's...
I never thought about it because it's like, it's all going to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to like get her to be really good at math. That way, even if she's terrible at math, she'll be better than I was.
Mm.
Like if I start with math from when she's younger, she'll mm-hmm. build up some math antibodies. Just don't want it to be hard for her.
Sometimes it just is,
yeah, sometimes math's hard.
Yeah.
I also think, here's my prediction. I think higher education is going to have less of a value in the future.
I think so.
And so I think I'm going to be really, of course, education is so important and being autodidactic and intelligent, but like, I think experiences, I think it's very important as an adult to always feel like you belong everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think instilling that in a person, like roaming about the earth and getting as many experiences so that you're not surprised when you hear about another culture's food or mm-hmm. the way someone is, like you just are calm as you move throughout this planet.
Yeah.
And centered. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Get a tutor. She can do it backstage during the show. Okay. I don't know. Maybe we just erase our whole Instagram and I move to Iceland in 5 years. And
what is with you in Iceland?
I don't know. I just feel like it'd be cool. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I just know the capital is Reykjavik.
I mean, I think it's nice there.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I just get really tired.
Hi, Liz and Emily. I was wondering if you could help me come up with a good comeback. I have two siblings getting married this year. My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years, so I'm anticipating getting a lot of, when are you two getting married, type of questions at my siblings' weddings. I'm not in a rush to get married. My boyfriend and I are both more focused on doing well at our jobs, saving money, and enjoying our mid-20s. What can I say as a comeback when I'm inevitably asked about when we're planning on getting married that won't make me sound bitter or annoyed, but shuts down the question?
Oh, we already did. And then what? And you'd be like, just kidding. And then be done with it. Or you say, when do you think we should get married? We're taking a poll.
Would love your input.
You're like, everyone's asking, would love your feedback. Just say that.
Yeah. It's just so like, I don't know. Cause I feel like anything you say does feel defensive.
Yeah. Also it's anything you say will sound immature. Like, well, statistically people divorce, like you're just going to sound young and immature. So I just say, put it back on them. When do you think?
Yeah. There's a betting pool.
When are you getting married? And then look at your boyfriend and go, as soon as he can get it up. And then you storm away, fistful of cake. Whoopsh.
Perfect.
Cake faced.
Hi, Liz and Emily. I love listening to your podcast and gaining some of your insightful wisdom on tackling unique and puzzling situations.
Residue.
My question involves an ongoing issue between my partner and I and the close relationship he has with his ex-girlfriend of 10 years.
Oh. God.
For some context, we both recently got out of long-term relationships before meeting at our part-time job at a seafood restaurant. We both continued to live with our exes due to apartment rental agreements. He and I began talking as friends, then we hooked up at a party and really hit it off after that. Oops. We both knew that given our recent breakups, we were uncertain as to whether we could make a serious relationship work. As time went on, I realized I like this guy a lot. We both work with children, have a lot of the same interests.
Wait, at the seafood restaurant?
I assume there are other part-time jobs.
We both work with small shrimp.
Our fun times together are amazing, but our low moments tend to revolve around his friendship with his ex. Since we're both still good friends with our exes, we knew we had the arduous task of deciding how to either incorporate our previous partners into our lives as friends or let them go. A few months after he and I started our relationship, we moved out of our apartments with our exes and into new separate places with roommates.
Okay.
With our new living situation, our relationship became more serious, but I became more curious about the time he was still spending with his ex. They shared a dog together, so every 2 weeks they would trade the dog. During this trade time, they would hang out, smoke some weed, and talk for a few hours. At first, I didn't let this bother me as I wanted to respect their friendship. However, I didn't like feeling left out or not even knowing this woman that my boyfriend enjoys spending time with. I mentioned wanting to meet her, which he responded by telling me that she's not ready to meet me yet and that it is crossing a boundary.
Weird. I was cool with it because in that other question, we were like, look, you're allowed to have a fast.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's so.
And this is how she holds on to him and he's letting it happen.
If it was just a friendship, you guys could meet.
Uh-huh.
And a friendship would be fine. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I immediately knew something was off and that there were still lingering feelings. I trusted my boyfriend when he told me he didn't have feelings for her, but I couldn't help but feel like she was having a hard time letting go and he either wasn't seeing that or enjoys the feeling of being wanted.
Enjoys the feeling of being wanted.
A year and a half later, we are still dating and his ex has moved across the country to Texas. We're in Oregon.
It's not across the country. That's halfway.
I thought her leaving would reduce their time together and would help me get over the closeness of their relationship. However, they still text each other on a weekly basis, sometimes with pictures and videos of each other, none of which include me, of course. I don't want to be the mean girlfriend that tells him who he can and can't talk to, but seeing as I have no control over this relationship that hurts me, I'm at a loss as to how I can interfere. I messaged her once over social media and she ignored it, then blocked me.
Oh my God.
She refuses to speak to me or even speak about me in conversation to my boyfriend. She basically tries to pretend I don't exist. And my boyfriend goes along with it to keep the peace between them. I think I'm going to couples counseling with my boyfriend to see if we can get another outside perspective. But part
Dump
of me
him.
Thinks counseling is a bad idea because it will open up a lot of my vulnerabilities in which he may use to coerce me emotionally to just drop
Are
it.
You hearing yourself? Are you? Wait, I know, hold on. Not you, Emily.
No, but I know. Like, I'm just like.
Are you here? First of all, you shouldn't have to go to counseling for a, like an easy relationship. This is your boyfriend
well,
of a year. No, of a year and a half.
You
sorry.
Should, counseling is always good.
No.
Okay.
Hold on. So many things here. This is when it's supposed to be the easiest. You are supposed to be like the most sexual, the most in love, the most fun. There shouldn't be counseling. Hold on. Are you planning on getting married or is there like a serious issue? This is supposed to be easy. This is the easiest part. You should not even be entertaining any of this. And the fact that you don't want to go because you're afraid of him using your own vulnerabilities against you. This is a person you're intimate with.
Yeah.
And you're afraid he's going to use things against you. Do you hear yourself?
Should I give him another chance of counseling to see if there are any remedies for dealing with the ex-girlfriend? Should I try to reach out to the ex one more time?
No.
Or should I remove myself before I become more involved in their relationship?
There you go. Option C.
Thank you so much for taking the time to read my question. So happy to see you in Portland again. Can't wait to meet baby Eliza one day. Signed, LB.
Ding, ding, ding. Look, sometimes I listen back to this podcast and I'm like, oh man, like none of my answers were funny, but I'm trying to help you.
Trying to help.
Please get out of this relationship. You're afraid of being vulnerable around a person who is inside you.
You're like, oh, if we counsel together, he'll know my weaknesses and turn them on
That's
me.
That's fully insane.
Yeah.
That you're vulnerable enough to go to counseling, but you don't want to show him your vulnerabilities because you're afraid he'll hurt you. It's beyond insane that this girl, it's either he talks shit about you to her or it's that she's batshit crazy. And he likes talking to her. He's definitely not over her.
The fact that did you ever meet her? Like, or
this
were you kept away because it was crossing boundaries?
Nobody wants to be, some women do it. That's fine. Like the beta other woman. That's what you are. You're just like, the girlfriend. You're the girlfriend. You're not the woman in his life. You're not the love of his life.
She blocked her on social. Oh. I wonder what she's posting on social.
No, she doesn't want to know you exist.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's talking shit about you, but like, you're just like, it's like when you meet like a cool guy and he's in a band and he's got like the groupie girlfriend, like you have to her, you're like not a person and he's not treating you like the complex individual you are.
If his friend who was a male, like blocked you and never acknowledged you, that would be weird. You know,
she's not like, treating you like a person.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
The only option is do not date this person.
Yeah.
That's it. This guy sucks.
Yeah.
So see you at the seafood meeting. See you in the hush puppy corner.
Yeah.
But who cares? Oh my God.
Get out of there.
Look, I get that it was hot. You were both in like shitty relationships. You worked together for sure. Like that's so fun. Thank God you didn't move in with him because that seems like something you would do. And
I was very relieved that they each moved into separate apartments.
Please get out of this relationship and please get into a relationship with someone you can be vulnerable with that doesn't use your emotions against you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You cannot meet my baby until you do this.
we'll know. Hi, Liza and Emily. I'm a 23-year-old gay guy and my boyfriend is 24 years old.
Fuck yeah.
Generally, he and I are happy when we have a great relationship. We both came from pretty rocky upbringings and have been able to create stability and comfort with each other. I love him and he loves me.
How do you know?
But lately, we've been having one recurring fight that seems to be putting strain on our relationship. He's a hairstylist who had to take a job.
Wait, a gay hairstylist?
I had to take a job at a commercial salon after COVID first hit, and the money he makes doesn't reflect the consistent and great work he puts out. I had a job in retail management that paid really well.
He cuts my hair every week.
But ended up leaving and accepting a job that pays considerably less, but that I'm happier at and doesn't put such strain on my mental health. So right now, we're kind of in a rut where we don't do anything because of money and time issues.
Yeah.
We usually come home, eat dinner, watch TV for a while, and head to bed. I've expressed how bored I am with this, and I've tried planning some things while he really hasn't. He says it's because he doesn't know what to do and he wants to do things, but everything he can think of is a little bit out of our budget right now. I wonder if there's anything either of you can think of that costs little money and could help us feel like we're enjoying our time together and being stimulated in the relationship. Feels like we've drifted apart a little bit with all of the stress and adulting, and neither of us are willing to just sit back and watch our relationship fall apart due to uncontrollable circumstances.
Okay.
P.S. Thanks for making me laugh during my morning routine, work commutes, and long days at the office.
Oh, man. Couple things. Look, I'm not like a love line, but road trips can be inexpensive. You take a cheap road trip, like a couple towns over, cheap motel. You know, roadside snacks are always fun. Mm-hmm. Take a trip. I don't know where you live. Like, can you go to the beach for a day? Can you packing a picnic is always inexpensive. Trying out something new and weird with sex. You can always try having sex with a third person. Don't
I mean, I think just like, so you sit at home, you watch TV, you eat. Like, what if one of you plans like dinner, like makes a fun yes, dinner, like theme themes night. It with a movie.
So cute.
Just you know, like surprising each other,
Emily
even
in Paris
cheaply.
French food night. Yeah, you can totally do that. Plenty of people, plenty of my followers do not have a ton of money and they cook along with Don't Panic Pantry.
Yeah.
Or they do theme nights or they do like dinner and a movie. There's inexpensive food everywhere.
And Google free, cheap things
yes,
to do
in
my
city.
There's a million.
It will be an arboretum. It will be boring, but you can go.
Yeah, you'll find out. Like, go for a also, picnic in the park. Like,
you know what's not that expensive?
Mm.
Drugs.
Don't tell people to do drugs.
I'm just saying, like, or, you know, like do a drunk night out and then you get to nurse that hangover the next day. There's plenty of stuff to do, but it sounds more like you're just not connecting mentally.
I think, yeah, I think you're saying like, oh, he doesn't know what to do. The things he wants to do are out of the budget. Set a budget and be like, surprise me with something. Like, surprise each yeah. other with something in that
you
budget.
Have
like,
jobs.
Plan an evening.
Also, have a party. Have a potluck party with your friends. Everybody brings a dish.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what you do. Spice it up. Take up a hobby together. Go
yeah,
to a class.
Do a cooking class or like a, there's so many that are online. Like you can
there
even
you
start like if you want free ones and just like do something.
Go
cooks
do a CrossFit
together.
Class together and then barf together. You know, pick a hobby. Learn a language together.
Yeah.
I downloaded a language app the other day and I'm.
Fluent?
Ich bin ein.
Was ich there more
Eliza.
To that sentence?
Ich bin Eliza. Okay. I am Eliza.
Okay,
ich
good.
Bin jung. I'm young.
Oh, is that what you're going to lead with?
Ich bin jung und nett. I'm young and nice.
Oh.
Und schön and beautiful. Danke. Oh.
Schön is beautiful?
Schön. Schön. It's like an umlaut over the O. Schön.
Ugh.
I know, my mouth did a weird thing. Oh, fuck. What? I was going to say sorry. Es tut mir leid. Is sorry. I am sorry. It's a very long one.
Yeah. Well, don't.
Bis später.
Don't
See
talk
later.
German to each other, maybe. Don't do that. But
ich liebe dich.
I think you feel in a rut, like mix it, like do something different. Like
You could go to a coffee house and order Kaffee und Milch bitte.
Your one sentence.
Coffee and milk, please. What else do you need in a foreign country besides a coffee order? Can't wait to the chapter where I learned vocab for bathroom. So far, I only know the nouns for like owl, the words for owl and hound and cat.
Have we talked about like, why does everyone know Donde está la biblioteca? Like, why is library like the first thing that anyone learns?
That's where people used to go to like convene as students. Now it's like Donde está el baño.
I do want to know
meeting up with
baño hot dudes. Is.
Baño. Alrededor. En el aire libre. Outside. The world, el mundo es su baño. Ugh. See how I'm a polyglot?
Oh, yeah.
I just switched. Ich bin Polyglot.
Polyglotten. I don't know.
I bet that's what it is.
German's pretty easy, but also very hard.
When you ask someone what language they took in school, usually it's like with an eye roll. They're like, French. It's like, do you speak French? No, I don't use it. I feel like a lot of us had difficulties learning a language in school. Rosetta Stone is here to change that. It's available on desktop and it can be used as an app on your phone or your tablet. Rosetta Stone are trusted experts for more than 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with an intuitive process, and you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. That's right, you might even fool some locals into thinking you're one of them. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. I headed to Mexico City for a little vacation, and I used Rosetta Stone to brush up on my Spanish. Just a few things, few verbs that I knew I had forgotten, and I was better. Mejor. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Ask Eliza Anything listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/Eliza. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/Eliza today.
Hi, Eliza and Emily. I'm outside exercising my dog as I listen to your podcast. And
exercising my dog?
And I heard a question about neighbor issues and thought I might pick your brain about my situation. I bought a townhouse 4 years ago.
My dog lifts weights on my neighbor's lawn. He's very intimidating.
I bought a townhouse 4 years ago near my childhood home because I was able to work from home and I couldn't afford to buy anything decent where I live, Toronto, for a good chunk of my adult life.
What was that sentence?
My move was difficult. Not a fan of small town and some of the people that inhabit them, but my parents are close by and so are family, old friends, an ex I'm friends with. A lot of friendly exes in this episode. So I moved. The house was perfect for me and my dog. Not huge, but huge yard, which is hard to find anymore, and needed that
for when he runs
to exercise the pup.
Clean and jerks and deadlifts.
The people next door were renters, and all I knew was that they weren't, quote, very friendly. Well, that was the understatement of the decade. As time went on, I realized why the previous owner sold. They're complete assholes, abusive to their children, and then in parentheses, reported. Slammed doors so loudly that my sides shook. Smoked MJ 24/7. Her side of the townhouse, started smelling as though I was the user. Found out their dog was removed because the neighbors reported negligence. They were both disliked by the entire block and beyond. I tried to get along for years, but one day she slammed a door early in the morning and started screaming and swearing, waking me and the dog, sounded like an explosion. I asked their landlord for help, talked to them, installed door stoppers, fixed sound issues, addressed smell. He was polite, but never did anything, saying they have rights. Last year, things came to a head with the dude. I had to call the police. The event left me anxious, nervous, and fearful. This asshat might hurt my dog. After all, we shared a long fence line that I paid for. They could easily drop something to hurt her. So I decided I had to sell. I felt forced to since I wasn't getting help from the landlord or the city. I thought I'd be able to buy a house soon after, but the market has gone to hell. My questions. I can't seem to let this go. I hate these people. I want them in jail. I hate that I was forced to sell my first home to be safe, but that their behavior has impacted my health and my financial security. I keep thinking I need to bring the landlord to court because he didn't intervene. But who can afford a lawyer? And will I end up losing more and being further away from buying a house with a yard. Sorry, super long, believe it or not. Left lots of shit out. Thanks, Chris.
It's so hard because, by the way, anywhere you go, there's always going to be a shitty neighbor.
Yeah.
And these people, obviously, there's something wrong with them. The whole, like, tenants' rights things, I've found oftentimes just really fucks over somebody who's good versus the actual protecting the tenant. Just, like, in stories that I hear. I don't know Canadian law, and I don't know what you would actually bring the landlord to court over. Do you have a friend who's a lawyer that you could just ask? Because you may not have a case. What you don't want to do is spend money to find out you don't have a case.
Right, you sold the house already and left. But now this person has like gotten rid of that townhouse and left, and now they can't get anything else, it sounds like. And
you
so it's
just
like
have to move on. And just in the future, you need to... I hate to say caveat emptor, but like you need to go to that neighborhood at night. You need to ask other neighbors about who those neighbors are.
Yeah.
I bet you that wasn't revealed. Just like this house when I bought it wasn't revealed that our pipes are fucking broken.
Yeah.
And now it's like a small tuition to fix it.
So it's one of those things where you just live and learn. Just be grateful you're not by them anymore. I don't think there's anything you can do. You can always send that landlord a flame. You can always egg their house. You're not supposed to do that. You can always like leave poop on their doorstep. Enough bad energy will come to them. Nothing bad will happen. You can also just keep reporting them. Maybe the cops will be like, three strikes, you got to go.
Yeah, because the dog got taken away.
So maybe the guy will hit his wife and go to jail.
I mean, if you're already out, like you have to wash your hands of it.
Yeah.
If you're still there, talk to a, see if you can talk to, have a consultation with a lawyer because it might not be worth it.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get anything for it. But, you know, maybe there's, you were forced to move. But they'll be like, you didn't put up with, like you weren't forced to move. They didn't hurt you. They were just annoying.
Right. Well, but I'm curious about the event that made you feel, the event that made you feel unsafe with the, with the guy. Like it just,
he was just probably just a creep. I doubt he, like, it's just, it sucks. And unfortunately in any culture, women's safety is a joke. Nobody cares.
I think this might be a man.
Oh, well, Chris. Then fucking duke it out. Sorry. I think you might have to.
Oh no, I think it's a girl.
Yeah. It's tough. Neighbors become very unneighborly when you ask them to do anything that might inconvenience them.
Yeah.
I get it. I've been there. Sometimes I am there.
Top of the cob.
It's the top of the cob. You're doing it right every day. You just take a bite. Top of the cob.
My top of the cob. The other day, I mean, I've always enjoyed this character from Jim Carrey, but the other day on stage, I realized I have the body of the Grinch. And I pounced around on stage with my little poochy belly, and then I did a Grinch face. And I think I'd like to go as the Grinch for Halloween. I will be in... somewhere between, I'll be in Switzerland on Halloween. So interested to know. I'm sure I could Google it. I don't think they do Halloween there, but do you guys do Halloween? Is it worth me bringing Grinch makeup and special effects makeup all the way to Zurich and a Grinch costume? Just to look like the Grinch.
Okay, my top of the cob is... it's nice sometimes to find, like, I was going through some stuff and I found, like, some old nice cards that people had written me and, like, my mom had written me and, like, friends and a friend from college. And I was like, oh, this is a nice little trip down memory lane. Like, sometimes it's nice to have those, like, paper things. I was like, oh.
It is sweet. Sometimes it hurts, but isn't it nice?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
My bottom of the cob is, you know, your whole life, they're like, oh, eating for two when you're pregnant, which is insane. The baby stomach is the size of a fingernail. But truth is, you actually should be eating for less than one because you get indigestion and food sits in your stomach and you get, I find that I get full quicker and it takes me longer to digest. And I think that's part of why women gain weight is you're like, you're so hungry because you're making a baby and you're tired. But like it took me like 24 hours to digest something the other day. So don't believe the hype. Eat less.
I mean, eat what you medically need to eat. Like slower. Don't tell people to.
Fine, do whatever. Don't also don't listen to a comedy podcast for your medical advice. I find that eating slower makes my life a lot easier. And then I eat less and I don't feel like such a lard.
I don't believe that you're capable of eating slower. You eat so fast.
That's me doing the best I can.
Oh my God.
I try so hard.
You eat so fast.
I eat so fast and I don't know what the root of it is.
I don't know. It really is like a wolf.
I have the weirdest relationship with food and there's no reason for it. I am wolf. Ich bin wolf.
No one's reaching into your bowl and you're just like, get away.
Sometimes I'll offer Noah a bite of something. And remember when like your dad would take a bite? Have we talked about this?
I feel like maybe, but
a dad bite. Dads like take these like, oh, they put their whole mouth around your cone.
Yeah.
They take half the apple, like a horse bite. Noah takes, because he's got big teeth, takes a big bite. And then I'm like, that was my food.
The food that he probably made for you.
For sure. But it's still my food. My, feel betrayed.
My bottom is the reason I found the cards, et cetera, is I don't think I know where my car title is and I need to sell my car.
Oof, I'm sure it's online somewhere.
I think I need to like apply for something, but I was like looking through everything. Like I've never in my life like lost an important piece of paperwork. You know what I mean? Like, so I was just like,
really? If I've it's seen not- your desk. It's just a black hole of insurance.
Have we ever lost anything? No.
Okay. I don't know. I won't know till you're gone.
Ha-ha-ha. Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.